And just before you start the class, I'd ask that if you've got mobile phones, turn all the beeps and bings and stuff like that. They need to be turned to silent mode.
好，请大家在课开始上课前呢，先把大家的手机关成无声。
And also that the chairs can get a bit squeaky sometimes, and the noise goes into the recording for the microphones and the Zoom. So try to be as still as possible.
不好意思哈，就是椅子呢，它的那个叽叽喳喳的声音，在那个我们的录音的时候，它特别明显。所以如果可能的话，大家就尽量不要让椅子发出声音。
Okay, so we don't want the叽叽喳喳声音。Okay, and today's lesson should go from about 1:30 to about 4 o'clock or just after 4 o'clock.
我们今天的课从一点半会上到四点。
We'll have a break in the middle, and we have to stop occasionally to restart the Zoom.
那我们中间会有休息时间，那同时呢，这个 Zoom 的时间每一次大概30分钟，我们会为此可能会暂停一下，再重新开始 Zoom.
Okay, and sometimes we have slight technical difficulties because we're trying to operate the Zoom system and the PDF, so you'll have to be patient for that if you can.
在课程中有的时候我们会碰到一些技术性的问题，所以中间会暂停一下，那请大家都有耐心。
But right now we'll get started and we do the same operating or the standard operating procedure every time.
每一次课程前的这个程序，我们要开始我们的祷告。
It's according to 1 John 1:9.
是根据约翰一书第九节。
Simply naming your sins to God the Father in order that you can be forgiven of all your sins and cleansed of all your unrighteousness.
我们向我们的天父认罪，然后我们就将可以把我们所有的罪自己告诉天父，那他会为我们把所有的罪都洗清。
By doing this, we're cleansed in order that the Holy Spirit can come back and have what we call his filling ministry in our souls.
那这个方式呢，是因为在认罪后我们就可以因有圣灵充满。
Okay, so let's bow our heads now.
请低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us now.
天父，感谢你把这一段时间给我们学习。
We give thanks for the provision of your word and of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们也感谢能够学习你的话语，同时圣灵充满。
We also give thanks for the place you've provided for us, for the translation and for the technical things like the computer and the internet so that we can communicate to people outside the classroom.
也感谢天父能够让我们整个翻译还有技术问题这课程中的一切都非常顺利。
Pray also that we'd have the necessary environment to concentrate on your word as we focus on your message.
同时也感谢能够让我们有非常好的环境，让我们有非常好的专注力，让我们可以把所有的焦点都聚焦在你的话语中。
And also as we sing a song of praise to you, we pray that you're glorified through these things.
同时我们也要为你赞美祷告，一起歌唱。
We give thanks in Christ's name.
我们的祷告是奉靠主耶稣之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so last week we were finishing off with this slide here and the next one, but we'll just go back a little bit to review.
好，我们上个礼拜呢，将第五页的 PPT 讲完了，但是我们今天还是稍微复习一下。
I was emphasizing that the original sin, and this goes right back not to the garden, they often talk about Adam's sin as the original sin, but back to heaven.
我们在之前是在提到这个所谓罪的源头。那最开始的我们一直以为最早的罪是来自于伊甸园，但其实呢是在天堂的时候就发生了。
In usual theology terms, meaning if you study at seminary and when we're studying about what they call hamartiology, hamartiology is the study of sin, they talk about the original sin as being Adam's sin.
在神学院里面呢，有一个课叫做 hamartiology， 是谈的就是罪的。
And this is an official subject taught in seminary.
这是一个很重要的一个在神学院里面的一个主题课。
Okay, the word harmatia is actually a Greek word which means sin. So they take this word harmatiology and then they turn it into a subject, a specific subject.
这个第四的前面的 harmati 这个字呢就是罪的意思在希腊文里面。所以把这个字变成了一个原罪的学。
If you remember your lessons from last week and if you've been studying the lessons, we actually learned that the word harmatia means to miss the mark, like if you're shooting an arrow or a spear and you miss the target.
在上个礼拜我们有特别提到这个 harmatia 这个字呢它其实就是意思说你失去了准头也就是你在射箭的时候没有正中红心。
And part of the studies of harmatiology, or the study of sin, is talking about Adam's original sin.
而这个课呢一般来说呢它都是在谈的是亚当的原罪。
And Paul, the Apostle Paul, talks a lot about Adam's original sin, for example, in Romans chapter 5, 6 and 7.
在保罗在在圣经中有提到的很多都是在谈亚当的罪。比如说罗马书的第五到第七章。
In Romans chapter 5, he talks about how in Adam we have all died.
在罗马书的第五章然后他就提到说因为亚当的罪我们都死了。
This is because God has said that when Adam sinned, we all sinned.
因为上帝说当亚当他犯了罪我们人类就一起都共同犯了罪。
And you might say that's not fair.
也许你会说这是不公平的说法。
Just because Adam sinned, what, how does that mean that I sinned? I wasn't even there.
为什么会亚当犯了罪我就跟着犯罪呢我又不在那儿我们都没去过伊甸园。
But as the representative of the human race, Adam sinned and God knew that if we were in the place of Adam, we would have sinned too.
那是因为呢亚当呢就有如我们人类整个人类的代表。那也就是说即使我们摆在伊甸园那个状态 我们像是人类的一个代表的话我们也一定会犯同样的罪。
See, we didn't save ourselves. Jesus did that for us.
我们并没有真正曾经救赎了我们自己而是耶稣救赎了我们。
But we're saved in Christ. See, Christ is our representative. He's our savior.
而耶稣呢是我们的代表是我们的救赎者。所以呢当他上了十字架我们就一起得救。
And that's how Paul can say, we died in Adam, but we're made alive in Jesus Christ.
就像说因此保罗说我们因着亚当而死我们也因着耶稣基督而被救活。
But as far as Adam's sin goes, we call it Adam's original sin.
所以我们在说亚当的原罪呢
And this is the term they use in seminaries and for teaching. Sometimes you just see it abbreviated as AOS.
这个在一般神学院里面把亚当的原罪好把它简写成 AOS 三个字母。
But now that we're studying also about the angelic conflict and the angelic appeal trial, that the original sin actually takes on a different meaning.
而当我们在谈这个天使的征战的时候呢我们在谈的是天使他们在天堂犯的这个原罪它就是一个不一样的一个概念。
Yeah, we're going to look one step backwards from Adam's original sin to see where the original sin was.
所以我们从这个亚当他的原罪来谈的话其实他的原罪的原罪就是在天堂发生的。
Okay, and as we learned over the last week or two, we see that in Isaiah 14:13, It records that the original sin was, in fact, from Satan or from Lucifer.
所以在以赛亚书14章13节里面我们提到的原罪是天使们的原罪。
Yeah, well, actually Lucifer, because he was the first one, so.
第一个犯罪的是路西佛。
Okay, and where did the sin occur? It occurred in his soul.
而这个罪其实是来自于他的魂里面的罪。
He didn't have to even have to speak out his sin or make his intentions known because we see in Isaiah 14:13 it says, you have said in your heart. And that was where the sin took place and that was why he was condemned by God.
而路西佛他当时呢只是一个念头他甚至不需要把这个念头变成是一个很明显的一个彰显的一件事情的时候他就已经犯罪了因为这个罪是在他心中就开始的。
Okay, but we spent quite a bit of time talking about that, and that's just a review, so we can move on to the next slide now.
好，我们刚刚谈的都是对上一次上面几堂课的一个复习。那我们现在进入 PPT 的第六章。
Now we also had this slide here. This is slide number 6 from the PPT, if you've got that in front of you.
好，我们现在进入 PPT 的第六章。
And that talks about in Revelations 12:4, we see that one third of the angels agree to go with Satan. In other words, they're rebelling against God and they're taking the side of Satan.
好，在启示录十二章第四节里面说到有三分之一的天使决定要追随撒旦。
We don't know how many angels there actually are, so we can't say this how many on the side of God and how many on the side of Lucifer.
好，因为我们不知道总共的天使有多少，所以我们不知道，我们不能用明确的数字说多少天使是跟随了天父，多少是跟随了路西佛。
But the Holy Spirit records in the Bible that this number is myriad. I think there's even one term which can be translated as uncountable.
但是圣灵有在告诉我们说这是一个几乎无法计算的数字，就是天使到底有多少。
Now, obviously, they are a finite number, and so if they all stood in a line, we probably could count them. God obviously knows the number, but he thinks it's not necessary for us to know what that number is.
当然我们的天父绝对知道总数天使总数是多少，但是他显然的认为我们不需要知道那个数字。
Going back to some time, it was maybe 300 or 400 years ago, theologians in Europe got into a debate. It was a very famous debate at the time. How many angels could fit on the top of a pin?
好，在三四百年前呢，其实欧洲那边有一个很大的一个争论，一个算是一个辩论啦，就说到底一个针的尖头哈，它可以有多少的天使可以在上面。
And this debate raged on through different seminaries and different schools for a long time.
而这样的一个辩论呢，在各个神学院里面，还有很多学校里面，都在讨论的非常非常久，一直非常激烈的在争论。
But actually, you don't need to get involved in things like that.
但是呢，我们其实不需要特别去谈这件事。
Because it's not important.
因为这并不重要。
There are some things that God does not put in Scripture, and if He's not putting them in Scripture, that's for a reason.
像有些事情啊，那个我们神并不没有要把它放在我们的圣经里，那就代表着这个事情其实是不重要的。
For example, the number of angels or how many angels can fit on a pinhead. You don't want to get distracted by those kind of arguments.
就像有多少天使，可以放在针上。这件事情其实这种争论 对我们来讲实在不重要。
Okay, it's enough for us to know that there's a huge amount of angels and that one third are on the side of Satan and two thirds are on the side of God.
我们只需要知道那有不可计数的天使，而三分之一的天使是站在撒旦那一边，三分之二是站在神这一边。
Okay, now, after all the angels had decided what side they're going to be on, then we have what is called a courtroom trial.This is going to be the first of the two trials of Satan and the fallen angels.
在天庭呢就有了非常非常大的一场这个审判。因为他们三分之一 的天使跟随了撒旦，所以这些堕落的天使跟撒旦们就进入了这个天上的审判中。而这个审判呢，在天上的这个对撒旦他们的审判一共有两次，而这是第一次。
Okay, now this is explained in the lessons I did last week, and I've given them the numbers as AC, that's angelic conflict, number 8, and AC, number 9. So that's the files that I sent out on WeChat and on the line.
上礼拜的课其实那个 Tim 已经把它放在了我们的 Line 的 group 里面。好，如果想要复习或者是还没听过的可以直接回去听。
What I do need to do, we've got about 5 minutes before the Zoom closes off, so we're going to review some of the terms that we had with this timeline here.
好，大家可以看一下荧幕上的这个时间表。
Is that too big? Okay, now it's not very clear because it was sort of cut and pasted, but you need to be very familiar with this timeline.
好，大家可能看不太清楚，但是尽量让大家了解一下哈，这是我们需要非常清楚这个整个时间表。
This comes under the greater subject of what we call dispensations. We say dispensations, that's where God divides history up into different times.
上帝呢把时间分成了一个一个一个的不同的时期。
One of my pastors, that's Joe Griffin, he would say when we're talking about dispensations that you need to know what time it is.
有一位牧师他就特别讲说我们需要非常清楚神把我们的这个历史是怎么样去分成几个不同时期的。
And what he means by that is, do you know what period of dispensational history, of God's history, do you know what period or what time we're in?
你必须要知道什么事情是发生在哪一个时期，是在神所切割的这几个时期的哪一段。
When you're reading a passage from the Bible, do you know what period of history it's referring to?
尤其在读圣经的时候，你必须要知道每一个事件它是发生在哪一个时期。
Is it referring to a time in the Old Testament or the New Testament?
是发生在旧约还是发生在新约？
And even within the Old Testament, you have like the time or the age of the garden, and then you have the pre-flood, and then you have post-flood.
好，那然后呢，比如说旧约的话，还有分成这个在伊甸园里，还是在这个诺亚方舟，就是大水灾前，还是诺亚方舟大水灾后。
Okay, and then you have, for example, the age of Israel, which began when the Jews were released from slavery in Egypt.
然后同时你也要知道是什么，这个事情是不是发生在以色列人他们从埃及出走之后。
The beginning of the Mosaic Law.
还有当这个摩西他把这个戒律宣布以后。
And the beginning of the Levitical priesthood, the priests of the tribe of Levi. So they were priests. Remember there was 12 tribes of Israel, and then the tribes of Levi.They were given a special job to be priests.
好，还有呢，就是当以色列它分成了十二个支派，好，中间有一个支派，它成为了利未人，成为了大祭司。
Now we're in the church age. We don't do what those Levitical priests were doing.
而我们现在所处的是所谓的教会时期，所以我们所思考、所想的还有很多状况，都跟那个时期，就是十二支派的犹太时期是很不一样的。
We're not offering up animal sacrifices to God like they used to do in the Old Testament.
就像我们现在新约时，这个教会时期是不再会用动物来献祭。
Those animal sacrifices were being used in the Old Testament to represent the coming of Jesus Christ.
因为在旧约时代，大家用这些动物献祭，要来代表期待耶稣的到来。
Well, Jesus Christ has come and he's gone. He's come to earth and he fulfilled his sacrificial work on the cross, and now he's gone back to heaven.
而耶稣来到人间呢，他就是要完成他的献祭，然后再回到天堂。
So, yeah, we don't need the animal sacrifices now.
所以因为有了耶稣的献祭，他把他自己献出，所以我们不再需要用动物来做献祭。
Yeah, knowing the subject of dispensations and which time of history we're in teaches us how to live the spiritual life that has been given to us for our particular time.
所以呢，从我们去认真的理解了在整个历史上的不同时期真正的状态，我们才能理解现在我们的灵性生活应该用什么样方式去过。
Okay, now we've got about 3 minutes left before the Zoom stops. So what I'll do, we'll just run quickly through this chart, which is talking about the time from the rapture of the church to the last judgment.
好，这个图表呢，大家回来看一下哈，它在讲的是当我们所有的人被提以后，是第一个阶段。这一段呢，是把这个从我们被提到最后的审判之间的状态做了一个说明。
Okay, so what we're waiting for now, Christians in the church age, is the rapture of the church.
而我们所有的在教会时期的人呢，其实这些我们信徒都在等待是什么时候我们可以被提。
And that's going to happen at a time we don't know.
而什么时候会发生我们不知道。
But when it happens, that begins the 7-year tribulation upon the earth.
一旦所有的信徒被提的那一刻发生的时候，就会开始了七年的大灾难。
We should always be ready for that to happen.
所以我们要随时保持一个心情，就是它随时可能发生，那我们要有所准备。
We don't need to be ready for the tribulation, we won't be on the earth, but we need to be ready that we might go to heaven at any time.
我们不是说需要准备什么时候大灾难来了，因为我们都会被提。但我们需要准备的是我们随时都有可能被提而去到了天堂。
Because once you get to heaven, there's no more opportunities to grow spiritually as far as the rewards are concerned.
因为呢，一旦我们被提了，我们就没有机会好在人间继续让我们的灵命成长。而这个灵命的成长是跟我们在天堂可以得到什么样的这个奖赏会有关系。
Okay, now we'll still always grow spiritually in heaven. We'll always be learning the word of God.
当然，我们到了天堂，我们还是会可以继续学习上帝的话语，我们还是可以在灵命上继续成长。
Okay, but we're talking about being prepared to face what's going to be called, do we have it on here? Up in heaven. We haven't got it mentioned here, but this will be the Bema throne.
因为我们这张图看不到哈，就是其实同时在就是七年大灾难那个时期，我们是会在天堂被评估的。
Okay, that's what's called the evaluation throne.
这称为评估的宝座。
Okay, now we've got less than 1 minute. I'm going to have to come back and I'll carry on.
我们现在要关掉一下 Zoom， 重新回来。